Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Wickersham. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to second. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Francona moves to third. It's 3-1. Tigers. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona scores. Alvis moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Al Luplau pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash throws to second for 1, and McAuliffe throws back to first, with Wickersham covering, and Wickersham drops the ball. Alvis scores. Hauser moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Bruton moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Bruton moves to third. Brown moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis is hit by the pitch. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held strikes out. Two outs. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 1 in the game. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitfield moves to second. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves juggles the ball. That's an error on Alves. Lump moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. Lump scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0-for-2 in the game. Wickersham hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Chance pinch hits for Gary Bell. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Sherry now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sherry. Hauser moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jerry Kindle now playing first base. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruton scores. Brown moves to third. It's 6-5, Indians. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Alvis moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Brown reaches second base with a double. Alvis scores. Hauser scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner is walked intentionally. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kindle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Freehan for the out. 1 out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alkaline pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Alkaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Wirt moves to second. Jake Wood pinch runs for Alkaline. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to third. Wood moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first, with Abernathy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Navarro now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Indians. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy is 0-for-1 in the game. Abernathy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kindle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Lump reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-4 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Horton moves to third. It's 10-6, Indians. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wirt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.